USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaks at the 4th of July celebration on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., but first...
You could feel this earthquake 2 hours away into Los Angeles.
That's California Congressman Republican Kevin McCarthy as a strong earthquake hit Southern California, a 6.4 in the town of Ridgecrest, 150 miles northeast of Los Angeles. The quake being felt as far away as Las Vegas, McCarthy telling CNN...
We have some... fires going because I know we're checking the hospital in Ridgecrest.
President Trump delivers remarks at the 4th of July celebration at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Today we come together as one nation with this very special salute to America. We celebrate our history, our people, and the heroes who proudly defend our flag, the brave men and women of the United States military.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In Washington, D.C., the Secret Service arresting at least two protesters in a scuffle outside the White House. This starts as someone sets an American flag on fire during 4th of July celebrations. At least four people hurt with minor injuries, including two Secret Service agents. On a much lighter note, it's a 4th of July tradition on Coney Island in Brooklyn, the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, the broadcast on ESPN2 as Joey Chestnut wins again. The 35-year-old chows down on lots and lots of dogs.
With 71 hot dogs and buns, 12 victories in Coney Island, the champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
Chestnut eating 71 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes, falling short of his previous world record in 2018 of eating 74. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence taking part in a special ceremony on the 4th of July. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Vice President Mike Pence spent some time celebrating the 4th of July with 44 new citizens.
You come from 26 different countries. You come from just about every walk of life. There's an electrician among you, a banker. There's a college counselor, an IT engineer, and even an Uber driver.
Pence joined the head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, and Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, who is an immigrant herself, at a naturalization ceremony in Washington, D.C. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A comedian best known for his work on the show Laugh-In passes away. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the latest now from Washington, D.C.
Artie Johnson was best known for the many characters he played on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, which ran from 1968 to 1973.
Very interesting.
He often played across from comedian Ruth Buzzy.
We always got along great.
I desire your hand in marriage.
I accept.
You accept?
We shared the spotlight together, and it was wonderful.
After Laugh-In, Johnson appeared on numerous game shows and had guest roles on TV shows from Murder, She Wrote to Night Court, and also did many cartoon voices. Artie Johnson died Wednesday. He was 90. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.